no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
Listen, today I want to jumpstart specificity. Yesterday I talked about goals. If you did not listen to yesterday, go back and watch it. I talked about the importance of setting goals, and I shared some life stories of my own about setting goals and how things have worked out for me as a result of them. Today I want to talk to you about specificity. One of the things that I realized this morning as I was preparing for this, because I have been struggling getting everything in here just the way I want it, you know, is that I have not been super specific about what it is that I want my studio to be like, look like, how I want it to operate. In other words, I wasn't taking my own advice. So this morning I sat down and I wrote down everything that I want in a studio, and that's how I began to spread things and to work on it. And I feel better now because I have an end in sight, because I was specific. Amu Pastor says, good morning. Lots of love back to you. Glad you're here. So I want to talk about specificity. I want to talk about knowing what it is that you want. Many of you know, my wife, Marty, and I separated back in July. As a result of that, I no longer was bound to Kansas City. Because I travel so much, I can go back there anytime I want, see my daughter who lives there, and she can come down here. So I was looking for a place to live, and I'd always dreamed of living in the tropics. Now, who doesn't dream of living in the tropics? When you talk to people about, especially in wintertime, where you want to go on vacation, it's somewhere warm and sunny and pretty and lots of water. They've shown that the number one thing that people look for in vacations is water. They want to go to water. They want to go to a lake. They want to go to a pond. They want to go to the ocean. So people want to go to water. So when I was thinking about this idea, it was not just a dream like it is with most people. I wanted to make sure that I could sustain my life down here and that this place had everything that I wanted. So I pulled up the list this morning as I was preparing to talk with you, and I had written down 23 things that I was looking for in Key Largo. I came here, I booked a place for a week, and I had a list. I was very, very, very specific about what it was I was looking for. Had to have a really good library, had to have a great Thai restaurant. I've got the whole list right here on my phone. But I had a list, a very specific list of all the things I was looking for, and I went through and checked them off. I had to have a UPS store because I send out books and things like that, and books are sent to me. I had to have a really good post office. Had to have, I made a list. It was 23 things. Now, of those 23 things, Key Largo met 22 of them. I forget the one thing that it was, but I remember looking through and going, no, that's not here. But nonetheless, I was extremely specific in what I was looking for. And as a result, for the most part, I've been really thrilled with living down here. The great thing is that because I'm so close to Miami, everything else I'm looking for, I'm, 40 minutes away from Miami. So I can go there for shows and games and anything like that once everything reopens. My question for you is, are you specific? I think it's the greatest self-help book of all time, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Habit number one. You know what habit number one is? Begin with the end in mind. Begin with the end in mind. In other words, know exactly what it is that you want before you get there. Now, when I was making my list, this is something I find interesting. You want to not only make a list, you want to make it exhaustive. I'm opening a bottle of Perrier if you're hearing some interesting noise there. You want to make the list exhaustive and you want to make it complete, because here are some things that I left off my list for Key Largo. Number one, I left off great cell coverage. There is not great cell coverage here. I went from having great cell coverage in Kansas City, everywhere, and most of the places I go, LA and New York, not so good. LA is the worst. But Key Largo, I just presumed that it was going to have great cell coverage because whenever I was down here, I could use my cell phone pretty much as I wanted. Nope, it's kind of hard to use your phone around here. The other thing is, because the buildings are concrete, it's hard to use your phone inside. The second thing that I left off my list was a really good NPR station that I could pick up in my car. The closest, there's an NPR station south of us in Marathon, which is too far, and there's one in Miami with a weak signal. So all of this to say, I wish I'd have put those two things on my list and to ask you, do you have a list about the most important things in your life? So often people will go and buy a house or buy a car without even writing down what it is they really think it is they're looking for and being specific about it. Now, I truly believe that we live in a metaphysical universe wherein all realities already exist. And until you write the list, you're not going to attract to you exactly what it is you want. Now, I remember I want to talk about this. One of the things that many of you have said is, wow, I appreciate your honesty. I have never been super clear about what I was looking for in a romantic partner. I've been married, getting divorced for the third time, and I've been in many relationships. And one of the great things about this divorce is that I have had a lot of time to journal, to go back, and I have really analyzed every single relationship I've ever had. If I dated somebody more than 2 weeks, I've got it in a spreadsheet, and I've talked about what happened, key moments, etc. I was looking at patterns. I was trying to figure out, why is it that I'm getting divorced for a third time? Because I have written books on relationships, programs on relationships. For the most part, I tend to have good relationships with my friends, etc. But why in the romantic area? And I realized I was never specific. Never specific. My daughter, God bless her, Leah, she put it so well to me. She said, Dad, your way of dealing with or having relationships has always been, well, you're here, let's make this work. In other words, from the very beginning, I would just be like, well, you're attractive, we have a good time. I don't even ask myself. I never asked myself what was important in a romantic partner, and therefore I would attract to me all the things that I don't necessarily want, but which were kind of like shiny objects. You know, we all have that shiny object syndrome. Something new, somebody interesting, etc., and shiny object, off we run. So this time, just so you'll know, I have written out with such amazing specificity exactly what I'm looking for. That was one of the things that I did, was I sat down and I took my time, and over a period of months, I wrote out what it was that I was looking for in a romantic partner. And more important than that, I actually went through and recorded it as something that I listened to on a daily basis. And what I realized is that anything that I leave out is probably not going to be there. So I want to be as specific as I can. Now, I know this sounds very crazy, but I can tell you that I have done this before with cities that I have moved to. I have done this with jobs that I have had. I have done this with cars, places that I worked, the actual physical location of where I worked, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it has blown me away. One of the things that I can tell you, absolutely, if you're a person that writes specific goals and reads them, then you've got a goal story. What I mean by that, a goal story is when you all of a sudden something just flashes in front of you that you're like, wow, I didn't think this could happen, but I wrote out everything that I was looking for and here it is. Either it was here to begin with, or it somehow has magically shown up in my life. And that's one of the things we talked about yesterday when we talked about goals. It's very easy for things to show up in our lives so fast that we go, whoa, something is weird here, something's wrong. And we actually will get scared of setting goals, of doing this again in the future. In other words, as Marianne Williamson put so well, we are afraid of our power. We're not afraid of our limitations. We are afraid of our own power. through our own specificity. Let me check in with some of you here. I see Dominic says, good morning. Therese says, water is a must-have. Great. Debbie Tankersley says, good morning. Good morning, Debbie. Top fan. Therese Napier says, begin with the end in mind. Exactly. You had it exactly. Tammy is here. We were talking about you, Tammy, earlier. I was asking where you were. Good morning, Tammy. Linda Farrell says, made it. Running late. That's all right. You're never late in our world. Lisa Bartel says, yay, Linda's here. Power beyond measure, says Liz Schmidt. I agree wholeheartedly with that. Let me tell you the very first time I ever did this. My wife Lisa and I were moving to Seattle. Now, how did we come to pick Seattle when we were living in Wilmington, North Carolina? Well, we actually heard a audio from my idol and mentor, Earl Nightingale, talking about, asking the question rather, why do you live where you live? Is it because you want to live there, or is it because your parents chose to live there? Why do you, it was a bunch of questions, and I thought, wow. And at that time, I was living in Wilmington, North Carolina, because I got a job there. That's why I was managing a radio station. And so she and I sat down and wrote out everything. Do you ever write goals as if they've already happened? Good question. I'll get to that. Yes. So we wrote out everything that we wanted in a city, and we did research. This was back before the internet. We did research for 6 months, going to the library. I'd pick her up for lunch every day, and we would go to the library, and we would have a picnic, and we would look at books and read about various cities. And then when we narrowed it down to the top 12 cities, we then emailed their Chamber of Commerce and said we were thinking about moving there. Would they please send us information? Most of them did. We then narrowed that down from the top to the top six cities, and we subscribed to their Sunday papers. And then we sat around and read their papers. This is all true. And then ultimately, we narrowed it down to Seattle, San Francisco, and Portland, flew to Seattle, fell in love, ended up staying in Seattle. Now, why am I not there now? Changes in life. And now I want to be in the tropics where it's warm and where it's sunny. Being in Seattle, we never put on our list, do not want it to be gray for long extended periods of time, gray and drizzly. That would have left, Seattle and London out for sure. So anyway, that's how we came to move there. But the story, Will Bengtson has a really interesting study in visualization. Very good. Good to know. My ears were burning. That's why you're here. Tammy says, do I ever write my goals down as if they already happened? I always write my goals down as if they already happened. I always write, I am, I have. Your mind does not know the difference between what is real and what is vividly imagined. You're also, your mind does not understand time. So you want to talk about things in your goals as if they already exist. When we're talking about goals, put them always in the present tense. Also, we did a whole thing about affirmations. Go back and look that one up. We want them to be powerful, present, and personal. You don't want to set goals for anyone else that's not personal. You want it to be powerful. Use words like, I am excited to be living, or I love the fact that my size. I wrote down for a long time my size 32 pants were comfortable on me. Now they are, but it took a while. But yes, always put it in present tense. Make it powerful, personal, and present, okay? So yes, always do that. Sunshine is the best. Your attitudes change for the better. I agree with that. So listen, I want to invite you to take a minute and write down, and I want to cover why you don't do this real quick. You know why you don't write your goals down? Several reasons. One, you don't want to write them down and them not come true. You'll feel foolish. Well, just do this for yourself. Don't share them with anyone. No one knows my goals but me. Okay, so don't share them with anyone. You feel foolish. That's why you don't do it. Number two, you're afraid you're going to pick one thing and you're not going to get something else better. This is the idea of sitting in a boat with a fishing rod and never putting it in the water because you're afraid that when you catch one big fish, a big bigger one is going to swim by. You know what? That could happen, but the chances are you're going to miss the first fish if you don't put the line in the water. So that's another reason people don't write their goals down and write them with specificity. And the third thing is they're afraid it may not happen. Well, until you try it, I can guarantee you one thing, it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen until you write it down and are specific. Thoughts are things, says Mike Dooley. Yes, he does. And Mike is an awesome guy and his stuff is wonderful. You should check out Mike Dooley. So listen, take my challenge. Take a few minutes. Use your phone. I will often dictate my goals into my phone. I'm a big dictator, so I hit the record thing and it will record and turn it into text. And I do that all the time. Then read them. Just read them. Read what you wrote. Tweak them. Tweak them, tweak them. If something no longer suits you, take it off the list. That's okay. You can edit your goals. This is a live, dynamic process, but one you certainly want to engage in. I want to hear your goal story. Cindy Cahill Benson says, shared. Thank you so much for sharing. Linda Farrell says, yep, we covered those things. Sunshine is best. Absolutely. Listen, everybody, thank you for sharing. This is how we build this morning community. And we know to look out and say, Tammy is not here yet. So be sure and share this with your friends and family. And I thank you so much. 9 of you shared yesterday. Let's see if we can break that. We were getting 20 shares. Let's see if we can get that higher. And I'm going to work on my orange skin so that I look even better for tomorrow. And for those of you who are part of my complaint-free meditation group, we've got 7 minutes. I'm going to see you live in there, and we are going to release and become relaxed and happier and more comfortable. If I can do this quickly, I want to share something with you. I'm having a little bit of an issue with my phone there, retyping messages. But I do want to share with you this comment that we got this morning. I say this morning, it's morning for me. And as happens for me, a lot of times I'll go to look for something and can't find it right then, just as I want to share it with you. But if you come into the Complaint Free Life program, you're going to see just some wonderful shares about what people are saying. Oh, Victoria, here it is. Victoria Evans, I want to share, and I think she's with us this morning. This is what she says. Will, your book has arrived in the UK now. Thank you so much. That's very special. And I feel very, very special to be part of this group. You are all a huge part of my little personal journey here. Since I have been participating in this daily live meditation, my quality of life has improved by 100% or even 200%. I don't know. Is it possible to express numbers, happiness in numbers? A lot, anyway. And I've been trying for years with different ways of trying to empower my higher self. And without a doubt, daily meditation so far seems to be the most effective way of achieving this. Thank you. That's from Victoria Evans. And then she goes on to say she is originally Hungarian and living in England. So if you'd like to increase your happiness 100 to 200%, what are you waiting on? Check out Complaint Free Meditation. Miroslav will put the link down here. Actually, I'm going to do it right now. You've got time to sign up and join us in the group this morning. You get 30 days free. And I look forward to having you there with us this morning. It's so great when we get everybody together. Please put a link to the complaint-free meditation, says Laura. There you go. It's very simple. You go in, you sign up. It's 30 days free, and then you ask to join the group. We do everything in Facebook because this is where most people are anyway. So I will admit you to the group, and then you're able to meditate with us live every single day or on demand anytime that you want. So thanks, everybody. I need to ring off and get ready for the meditation starting in just a little bit. You have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow live. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing with life.